Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa. This show is brought to you by a crazy person in the Chicago studio.
Yeah, Joe, you're doing some pretty fun stuff over there in the Chicago studio, aren't you? What are you smoking?
I'm feeling very creative. Tonight we are smoking Sunset. Excuse me, South Beach.
South Beach. All right.
This
well,
is a hybrid.
Nice.
Yes, it's a very delicious tasting flower.
Okay.
Its effects are. It's a body and a head high.
Nice.
So it combines two. Unfortunately, when you involve a body high, it also means silliness.
Yeah. Silliness is also, you know, we get silliness sometimes.
Yeah.
So, hey, everyone. It's Anthony live from Studio A in sunny Florida.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Joe live from Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 214 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, February 8th, 2021. Did you know the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook? Just go to facebook.com/ the Joe and Anthony Show. Our shows can be found and listened to on Spotify, iTunes, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. Then, go to the menu, click Programming, clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us Amit. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, bet out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, there we go.
So it was Rona Bowl, huh?
Rona Bowl, yeah. Well, you know, the stadium was only at like 25% capacity. So, you know, the NFL, you know, is like, no, you're not going to do it. But, of course, you know, the problem is everyone else outside of the stadium. So, yeah, so there was, I don't know how much, if it made the news up there, but on the news, local news down here, they were showing all these wonderful floor idiots out partying up and down the streets in Ybor, maskless, climbing all over each other, screaming in each other's faces.
Yeah. I saw. Indeed, that was crazy. But, you know, hey, it doesn't exist. But what are you going to do?
It's actually kind of funny because I noticed that all this past week, the news was not reporting the Rona numbers.
Nah. Well, they've been steadily going down here in this area.
They've been stable for us.
But if you pay attention, it's because of the weather and because a lot of them are closed and a lot of people aren't going in to get tested.
There you go. So that could be it, too.
What's happening?
That's true.
But the important factor will be the hospital numbers. When those start going up and they're not seeing tested cases, then they know something's wrong.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm still feeling some of the effects of Rona, believe it or not, you know? I mean, it's just the cough kind of lingers a little bit. Not as bad, but like ever since I was sick, I would wake up with this horrible dry mouth. Like literally, like my mouth was like just total sandpaper. Like I couldn't move I had to drink something. And every night or every morning I wake up, that's how it is since I got sick. Yeah, I'm like, I'm hoping this goes away soon. I don't know why. Yeah. My sinuses aren't as congested as they were when I was sick, but yeah.
And they you're not dehydrated.
No, not dehydrated. So I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know.
How does your tongue look?
How's my where?
Your yeah, what does it look like?
It looks like my tongue. It looks like my tongue, Dr. Joe. Dr. Chip Skipper Joe.
Jeff.
So what about you, Joe? What's your intro? What's your intro stuff?
Well, first off, I want to wish a very happy belated birthday to one of our dear listeners, your mother.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! I'm looking for the applause. Like, oh, here we go. Yay!
How did headphone meditations go?
It actually went out. It went pretty well.
Good.
Yeah, we had a decent number of listeners tune in for it, and it didn't look like there was much activity in the chat room. I popped in there with John as well, but nobody really kind of showed up. But it went well, and it sounded good. So we'll
good.
I'm sure we'll That's be awesome. Seeing another episode in 2 weeks.
Nice. Well, do you like prog rock music you've never heard before, or obscure stuff? Well, tune in. And every Saturday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, is that the correct time?
Yes, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, only at Shyampa Radio.
There you go.
And guess what, folks? We've had another polar vortex weather event whip through this past weekend.
Holy shit, snacks.
Sunday temperatures were probably in the negative 30s on the wind chill factor.
Wow.
And currently, we're getting more snow, and it's sticking, and it's accumulating.
Wow.
And I think there's been a lot of accidents because the black ice has been really treacherous. If you're out there, make sure you have on good boots or shoes.
Oh, I'm sure,
If you're driving, please go slow.
Go slow.
Because you're sliding around. I think when I got to my bus stop, there was an accident at the stop before mine because the bus and there was a ambulance, fire truck, everything. So I'm like, wow, just, you know, take
And just because there, you folks. Have four-wheel drive does not mean you can stop on a dime when you drive on snow and ice.
Yeah, exactly.
Just saying.
Unless you have tires that have diamond-piercing spikes that come out that just crunch the ice instantaneously, which if you have that, more power to you.
Or snow chains. Snow chains work too. Yeah, those are usually a little bit easier to deal with than...
Aren't those illegal though in Chicago?
Yeah, because they tear up the roads and you really don't need them.
Well, you need them today.
Well, you need them today, yeah, but they tear up the roads, yeah. So, all right, let's move on through our announcements. And then we'll hit the weed corner. How's that sound?
Okay, sounds good to me.
All right, fantastic.
Well, there's no voicemails, right?
No, there's no voicemail. No voicemails.
All right,
I don't think so. Hold on. All right, we can.
Okay.
We can find out if there are any voicemails.
This is the important part of the show, folks.
Yeah, clicking the right button.
You have 15 old messages.
That's it. Just 15 old messages.
Goodbye.
So that's it.
It's a shame you can't pick a random message and see what it is.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready for you.
Yay, phone lines.
By giving us a call at 813-327-8566. And now it's time for Anthony's Weed Corner.
All right. So our first Weed Corner story comes from High Times by Addison Heron Wheeler. This is actually for Ukraine. Last year, Ukraine circulated a poll supported by the country's president that showed most people in the nation currently support medical cannabis in some form or another. Most politicians are backing legal medical cannabis for the country, hopefully leading to a new industry that could provide a major boost for the Ukrainian economy. This will be a pretty big step for Ukraine, as currently THC is a Schedule 1 substance, just like the U.S., and hemp and CBD are not classified, but can only contain up to 0.08% of THC, a very small amount that is restrictive to market potential. Both recreational and medical use have been strictly prohibited. And due to the lack of cannabis knowledge or acceptance currently in the Ukraine, there are a few dozen proposals in the Ukrainian parliament right now that would outline a map for medical legalization if it passes this year. In total, four draft laws have been submitted, each a little different from the next, but all focused on setting out a blueprint for medical cannabis legalization. So Ukraine may have some... smoky smoke.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Isn't that what they say, Joe? This one comes from, this one comes from High Times, Thomas Edward. A proposal to constitutionally ban marijuana in Idaho narrowly passed out of the state Senate on Wednesday, setting the stage for legislators in the state house to decide. The proposal amendment to the state's constitution passed by a vote of 24-11 would apply to all psychoactive drugs not already legal in the state. Supporters of the constitutional amendment were motivated to act given that prohibition on recreational pot use has been lifted in neighboring states. Because this is Idaho, so they got like Oregon, Washington. I think they even border Colorado. I was very bad in geography. State Senator Scott Groh, but I'm bummed, who co-sponsored the legislation, said that senators have a duty to protect their children, families, and communities from the scourge of drugs and the drug culture, which we have seen go clear across the nation.
We sure have.
Absolutely, and that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Okay, well, guess what? It's time for our Word of the Show. Now, last time we did a show, the word of that show was obesience, which is another way to say a person who is, and that's not the correct definition, I think. What? Anyways, it relates to obeying things. Anyways, and now, this week's word is, get ready for this one, folks.
Today's word is panspermia.
Yeah.
Panspermia is the hypothesis that life exists elsewhere in the universe and is distributed by asteroids and other space debris. The more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show.
Yeah,
isn't
okay.
That right, Anthony?
Yeah, that's quite interesting. That's kind of titillating, actually.
So, we actually have some time, folks. You can give us a quick call if you wanted to.
Yeah, Joe's Corner starts in 2 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But... in the meantime, so what's going on in the world of Tampa Studios? Has there been any upgrades, enhancements?
No, I broke the network the other weekend.
Oh, no.
Remember, that was a few weekends ago. I broke the network.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But everything seems to be working well now. Actually, it seems to be working better than before, so I think it's doing a better job than in the past.
I think getting rid of the VPN on especially my end probably helped.
Definitely for you. So we're gonna rework on that situation, but we're going to have to...
Because I do want to get the phone back, though. That's
no, the... I agree. We have to...
Currently, the phone is kind of... just hibernating in a corner somewhere.
It is, I know. I'll find a way. I have to find a way.
Well, I've tried resuscitating both of the Linksys routers that I have, and they're no bueno. They're just... I think they're bricked.
Yeah, I think mine is, too. I tried to resuscitate that one as well.
Yeah.
So it did not turn out too well.
I think I'm just going to throw them all away. And, you know, it doesn't make any sense to keep them around. But folks, you know, here at the Joe and Anthony Show, we talk a lot about technology. We talk a lot about everyday events. And lately, we talk about weed. And I got to say, Anthony, I have come to enjoy the correct way to utilize and consume cannabis. And that is, you have the stuff that makes you somewhat motivated and ready to go.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, there we are.
Hello. Hello, Clarissa.
My headphone jack is doing weird things today.
Oh.
Yeah, but anyways, and then for the nighttime, you have the more relaxing and maybe perhaps silly weed.
There you go.
Which is, yeah. You know. Now, this hybrid that I've been smoking tonight, it's got both properties, so it's interesting. Hmm. I like that.
Yeah, hybrids, I've always enjoyed hybrids. I mean, depending on the strain, it can make you tired. It can make you, like, bubbly, but not too bubbly. Because my problem with I can't smoke sativas because that just makes me crazy, like paranoid, running around, head in a bucket, bouncing up against the wall with my head in the bucket. Aliens are coming to invade and just like take me over. That's what sativas do to me. That's exactly what sativas do to me. So hybrids offer me a good solution to that.
I'm just picturing the bucket.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Are there holes cut in it at least?
No, of course there's no holes in the bucket. If I can't see them, they can't see me.
Who is them?
The people that show up when I smoke sativas. The green men. The little green men.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So, yeah, we avoid sativas, so, you know.
So, but this one has sativa properties.
Yeah,
but it's not making me want to, you know, bounce
through the fucking ceiling with your jerk, like, launch yourself and out. Well, that's the thing. It's like a hybrid gives you that good balance. You get that sativa high, but you know the indica kind of brings it down a little bit and says, hey, let's not bounce into outer space here with this office chair. Let's just go ahead and sit here normally and just twist around a little bit, which is fine. But we're not going to be like bouncy, bouncy, bouncy all over the place, like ready to like just be sprung like an ejection seat from a fighter jet, just boom, right through the ceiling.
Yes.
And then I'll have to call the police. I'm like, you won't believe what happened. You might want to send an ambulance.
Dead, Jim.
Oh my God. All right. I think it's time for Roger.
Well, where are you, Roger? Oh, Roger. Wake up, Roger.
Roger, wake up.
Wake up.
Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip pip and clean computers for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is February 8th, 2021, and it is, oh boy, it's National Kite Flying Day, National Boy Scouts Day, National Football Hangover Day, National Clean Out Your Computer Day, and finally, what you've really been waiting for, it's National Iowa Day. Wow. Joe is going to pull real Iowa hard Day. On a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button shaped like the state of Iowa to determine which spinning wheel to play.
I was wondering I was looking that way.
Yes. No. Anyway, take it away, you guys.
Do you experience rectal FOMO? Are you losing sleep? Are you feeling despair? Are you experiencing all sorts of butthole traumas? Well, we'd like to hear about it. Give us a call at 813-327-8566, and we'll laugh about it. Back to you, Anthony.
It's really Joe that just wants to hear about it. I'll go get a beer or something. I'm enjoying the new kitchen sink flavor of Paul and Stan's ice cream. It tastes just like the bottom of your kitchen sink, especially that really grimy part by the garbage disposal where it kind of gets stinky after a while. It's available exclusively at the somewhat brand new neighborhood $2 miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you anything unless you have another dollar. and Joe is off. He is off into his own little world. All right,
us about these New Hampshire politicians.
All right, Okay, let me go ahead and spin that wheel. Pull that wheel. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Of course. It's the one that flies off the handle.
It's always the one that flies off the handle. I think that's the only wheel we have. There's another one that Betty keeps behind the Coke machine, but she won't let me touch it. Last time I tried to move it, it was like booby trapped with a bunch of mouse traps, and I like got all my fingers hurt.
Oh, no.
All right. So, anywho, Tonight's random story is from the Huffington Post and tell us why Fido and Fifi won't have a role in the New Hampshire government anymore. New Hampshire Representative Anita Burrows said her cats, Yoshi and Jack, have made appearances during several recent House Committee, Commerce and Consumer Affairs Committee meetings, including Wednesday when Yoshi's fluffy black and white face partially obscured her own as he moved in for some attention. No one objected at the time, but a colleague later passed along a message from the committee chair, John Hunt. Burroughs said that the chair talked to her and said, no animals in the room, and that she can try to keep the cats off the screen, but getting them out of the room is going to be impossible. Burroughs said that at least one other lawmaker's cat attended the hearing, and another's dog barked briefly in the background. Lawmaker's children have also popped up. Lawmakers have been conducting much of their business remotely because of the coronavirus pandemic, but we're safe to return to work and go to school. Hunt did not respond to a request for comment, nor did the House Speaker's office decide to clarify whether the pet prohibition extends to other committees. Back to you, Betty.
You know what? Before I get back to Betty, I'm just going to say that if you're working from home, you know, you either are going to accept that this is going to happen if you don't lock that door.
Yeah.
Or you lock that door. Anyways.
Yeah. You got to lock the door.
Yeah. Anyways.
Lock the door, Betty. Lock the door, Betty.
Hi, Betty here.
Lock
Be
it,
sure
Betty.
To check out Radio Free Labor, Headphone Meditations Dollar with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Check these out and much more that we recast on Chimba Radio. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Wow, Roger is shitting on the floor again. There goes my nice programming features. Anyway,
all over again.
With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Oh, thanks, Betty. You know, I just thought about the fact how many times we've given out our phone number. Anyways. Yeah. I think. Well, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chimba Chicago weather from our very own Chicago Midway International Airport. Well, unless you're listening live, it's not currently light snow and 14 degrees. The dew point is 8 degrees, which gives us a wind chill of nothing. The humidity is at 77% with winds howling out of the east at 3 miles per hour. But for you pilot types, the visibility is limited to 1.5 miles. So for tonight, snow mainly before 1 a.m., low around 2. Wind chill values as low as negative 11. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 15. However, wind chill values as low as negative 14. Wednesday, a 30% chance of snow, mostly coffee with a high near 19. Wednesday... Thursday, a 20% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 19. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 15. And for the weekend, we'll see more snow on Saturday and then a partly sunny for Valentine's. Temps will be in the teens. Now it's time for the not-so-crappy news sourced by the ever-gumptioned Chip Skipper.
And now for the news...
Boy, I gotta say, we got some doozies here. Ooh, and it's shiny and sparkly. You know, Anthony, I like sparkly things. And if you click on the story, because I did not have time. If I was in last-minute production mode all week long, let me tell you. Yeah. But by now, we've all seen the astonishing results of covering an object in black paint that absorbs over 99% of light. It loses all shape, form, and depth. But what happens when you mix those super black paints with highly reflective color shifting sparkles and then paint a car? The result is like staring into the deepest reaches of space. Anish Kapoor, who owns the exclusive rights to Surrey Nanosystems' Vanta Black Paint, which is made from carbon nanotubes that are capable of trapping and absorbing 99.965% of visible light. Human vision is based on detecting light rays that have bounced off the objects all around us. But with Vanta Black applied, an object looks like a featureless black hole. Mm-hmm. Kapoor's ownership means no one else can use Vanta Black. But thankfully, others have found ways to cream paint.
Is that IKEA? Is that like IKEA, like, or a neon? I think that's like a neon, like one of the neon XLs, you know, with the 3.5 cylinder engine.
But the results, I'm just going to skip right to the last paragraph. The results,
okay,
which probably look even more impressive in person, are hard to put into words, although they used a lot in this story. The Evo looks like it's covered in millions of tiny LED lights or has been wrapped in one of the many jaw-dropping images of the universe captured by the Hubble Space Telescope. If you're looking for a way to turn heads while cruising around the block, this is absolutely it. Except for the fact that in all likelihood, the pearl objects will probably fall off in the slightest breeze or a pothole without a top coat layer to hold them in place. You do not want to try this finish on your own vehicle unless you intend to permanently park your car in your living room and just stare at it all day long.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that's no fun.
And it takes up space. So, yeah, right. Now, we have sort of a Valentine's Day story here, folks. And it's just cute. It's so cute. And it's by our friend Ben Hooper from UPI.
Ben Hooper. Hi, Ben Hooper.
Hi, Ben. A Kentucky animal shelter is raising funds by offering jilted lovers the chance to have cats do so. Do what, Anthony? What do you think the cats will do to stilted, jilted lovers?
Fuck.
To their exes.
Fuck?
The cats?
The cats. Like, the cats fuck in front of their exes. let me tell you, I got ducks that fuck in my front lawn at home, and that's pretty vile. So, I mean, I imagine, what are these cats having cats, like, go at
well,
it?
Well, these cats take their business and shit on the names of their exes. The Lexington Humane Society said donors could pay $10 to get some retribution. There you go. Retribution.
Yeah, there you go. Keep going.
For their broken hearts by having their exes' names inscribed on the inside of litter boxes to be used by the shelter's cats. Our adoptable kitties have your back and will dump all over your ex, the shelter said in a Facebook post. Cats can be spiteful creatures, and trust us, they are more than happy to take a number two on your former number one. The Dumps for the Dumped promotion ends February 12th. But the litter boxes will remain in place until February 15th to ensure they get plenty of use on Valentine's Day.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. That's just... I don't know what to say.
Well...
I said we move on to Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty!
Oh, boy.
No one ever said dreamers were smart, Anthony.
No, not really. No, absolutely not.
Now, this story was by our friends from CWB Chicago. Burglary is a pretty straightforward concept, Anthony. Go somewhere you don't belong and take something valuable.
Oh, okay.
But as a rule, burglary should not involve leaving something valuable behind.
I see.
Like, guess what, Anthony?
Like,
what do you think is valuable that some burglar might leave behind?
Their butthole.
Not quite, but close. How about a cell phone?
Is
a picture of your face as the lock screen image.
That's really good.
But prosecutors say that's exactly what three-time convicted burglar Joshua Buhicki did in Wicker Park on Saturday. It all started around 2 o'clock when the front door intercom rang in a resident's apartment on the block of Paulina. Yeah.
Paulina. Yeah. I lived on Paulina.
Yep. And that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thank you, Joe. Let me push this button here. Nope. There you go. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried collusion-free toilet seat licking GMO-loaded experience?
Woo-hoo!
Joe does. Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, Buttigieg boards the Biden rights train. Queer youth dressed for more than success. The 19-year-old college ID with two moms who became an Iowa state senator. And in the news, Turkish students' rainbow protest raises at Gordon's ire. It's Twin City pressures a Polish town to end its LGBT-free zone. Japan is pressed on queer bias protections before the Olympics. Victoria enacts stiff penalties for queer quackery. German actors band together for a coming-out manifesto. And country star TJ Osborne exits the closets. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyappa Radio. Hang tight, folks. Yay. We will be panspermia in 4 minutes when we return. Yeah, I got to find the card button, Anthony, though. Yeah.
Asteroids everywhere.
I don't. What does that really mean? I mean, seriously. I don't know.
It's a hypothesis.
Hello, everybody. This is okay. Joe, your host on WEED Shyappa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyappa Radio.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn. Plus sparkling soda. Plus piping hot coffee. Delicious Refresh-O-Rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movie. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Sink trap's clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose Drano.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
Thank you all for that incredibly wonderful conversation about sensitivity.
You need to tell that guy, you need to talk your story over with him. So that y'all can make it shorter. And he can just get to the female 20 parts for the whole thing.
Wait a minute. Hey, you took my spot last week.
It's like he wanted to do the whole 15-minute segment point by point.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live on Monday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, only on Shyampa Radio.
Hi, this is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. Join us for the show Saturday nights at 7 p.m. New York time, only on Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznack from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, go ahead and shoot one of those robot things.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's glorious Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no. Yes. Go grab your dildos, pocket pussies, favorite smoking devices, snacks, and all beverages, biatches. So before we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything, wow. Joe will immediately cease his moose pooping.
Oh.
Okay, take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger. You don't have to...
Hello, Roger here.
Hello, Roger. Hey, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
No problem. I know we're still trying to work on your facial recognition software. I know it's hard writing that in 8-bit, 6-bit code, but we'll get there one day. It's going to take a lot of storage space because, that clunky old drive. Anyway, so thanks, Roger. All right, before we continue... My cart needs to load. There we go. God. This thing has been fussy tonight.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why. It's just been fussy. So be prepared for a total meltdown at some point.
Uh-oh.
It's just been fussy tonight. All right. Before we continue, it's time for your Shiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is mostly cloudy, 73 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is at a blustery 76%. Dew point is 65 degrees, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 65. On Tuesday, will be partly sunny with a high near 78. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 65. On Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 79. And on Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 65. That's it for your Shiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. All right. Let me open up the script here. Open that. It's like a one man band over here. You know, like the guys that used to like walk around with a bass drum and a trumpet and a cymbal and all that shit. They like you have to move everything. But anyway,
he looks like a little bottom.
I'm sure he is now, and he's sure in the hell probably will be.
Oh boy.
Did you know the law of going too fast to stop? Well, ClickOrlando.com brings us our first story of the night of a Florida man that does. Police saw Nicholas, 18, driving a red Hyundai Elantra at, quote, an extremely high rate of speed, which is...
In surprising. Go fast?
Yeah, I know, exactly. Which was around 11:15 in the evening near the intersection of North Dixie Avenue and Mayfair Way in Titusville. A traffic stop was initiated. Nicholas passed several locations where he could have stopped, but instead he continued on to a trailer park where he parked the car. As he was being arrested, it was discovered that Nicholas also had an outstanding warrant.
Here I thought he was a rocket scientist.
I don't know why. Nicholas claimed that he was speeding because his mother wanted him to come home for an unknown reason. And he added that he was driving too fast to stop. Yeah. Nicholas said, if I would have tried to stop quicker, I would have crashed the vehicle. Police say they ran Nicholas's license plate and determined that the vehicle was stolen. He can't make this shit up. Yeah. He was arrested on charges of aggravated fleeing and eluding, operating an unregistered vessel, and reckless driving.
A vessel.
Wow. Go figure. Right? The vessel.
Go clickorlando.com for vessel.
Well, we actually, three of our stories tonight is clickorlando.com, so we kind of cheated. And it didn't actually really, I didn't intend it to work out that way. It's all the stories that came up that looked interesting, because I follow like a bunch of like, groups like on Reddit and shit like that that just post all these Florida stories. So I just go in and I find things. I find the title, make sure it's current, because sometimes these idiots will post like a Florida story from 2012. And it's like, that was 2012. That is almost 10 years ago. I want something recent. Anyway.
Right.
So let's move on. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from ClickOrlando.com. Again, ooh, about a traveler who had a little bit of a rough day. A Transportation Security Administration agent spotted Eli at the Gate 35 in Orlando International Airport around 8 a.m. and stopped him for a random bag check before he could board his flight to Louisville, Kentucky. Inside the backpack, police said the agent found 22 vacuum-sealed bags wrapped in white clothing that each contained a pound of meth and $900 in cash. He's going to be going away for a while. Eli, 46, claimed the bag wasn't his and that he fell asleep at the gate after flying in from Los Angeles, where he woke up. The bag was next to him and he assumed it was his since he arrived with an identical bag. Security cameras will probably dispute that, most likely. Or, you know, maybe they'll prove it right. Maybe it did happen, but usually people don't give away that much drugs in exchange for your dirty drawers. Yeah, no, true. True. Well, you know, there's that chance, that off chance, you know. Aliens. Anyway. Alien buttholes. So he was arrested on a charge of trafficking in methamphetamine over 200 grams.
So wait, if you have less than 200 grams, it's okay?
I think so, actually. This is the state of Florida. Go figure.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, maybe. You might have to double check that. I wouldn't recommend you use my advice. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not trained to be a lawyer. I'm not registered by any bars, and I don't represent myself as a lawyer. So whether or not, you know, that's up to you. Consultant attorney.
Sexy.
Yeah, sexy. Our final and naked Florida story of the night comes from Click Orlando again. One more time, and tells us about a Florida attorney who lost his license over some porn. Yeah, right. A Florida lawyer has been disbarred for using his attorney privileges to visit women in jail and record sexual encounters with them for a pornographic film, according to the Florida Supreme Court. The state's highest court last week disbarred Tampa attorney Andrew Spark retroactive to July 2019. According to the Florida Supreme Court notice, he abused his privilege to practice law. He used his law license to access private rooms provided to attorneys at two jails in order to solicit prostitution and record the encounters for a pornographic film. Spark, 58, had been on probation since 2019 after pleading guilty to charges of bringing contraband into county detention facilities. You'd think you'd learn once. He already has finished a concurrent one-year probation for misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution, according to the Miami Herald. I don't know about you, but it sounds like he might have a little bit of a problem, especially when it comes to prostitution. Yeah. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Rejoice and happy New Year's 2021.
There we go.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two radiant. Be a part of this unique studio experience.
Burr.
No.
I got burr.
Yes. Be sure to visit us at Shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room. Pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs, biatches, because your two lovely stoners are going to start conversing on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. We need a show title. If you remember, last week it was
Joe's Bouncing Balls.
I have a new show title because it just came to my head as soon as you asked. Where is my telephonic device?
Okay.
I don't know where is my telephone? I can't find my telephonic device.
No, I'm putting it on the wrong list.
Oh my god, the wrong list. You can't have it in the wrong list.
Because I know I made a placeholder for it. Well, it fits the show title. Telephonic device. Question mark.
There's my phone.
Yay. Or not.
Yes, I found my phone.
Now I'm going to type it. So, we're officially in plethora discussion. Ooh.
Man, you broke something.
No, I didn't break anything.
Okay, good. You didn't break anything.
No breaking. You know what? I've been ultra sensitive this year to the winter. I have not really wanted to be in it much, but I have to when I go to work. And it's
a hefty walk from the... You have to go out and, you know, explore.
And I used to do it a lot when I was much younger, and it never bothered me. But lately, it's just like, I don't want to be in it. I don't want to be in the snow. I don't want to be in the cold.
When you get old. I don't have an old people sound effect. I don't really. I mean,
do not lose your trajectory.
Have that. Maybe. That works.
I want my trophy.
I want my Medicare supplement plan for
Part D. If you want to give us a call and whine, you can give us a call now at 813-327-8566. And it's true.
If you could find my... There's my cursor. I found my cursor.
Ooh, pardon me.
Find the cursor.
Lots of things have been happening lately. You know, new administration, things going in place.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Super Rona Bowl.
Tom Brady. I mean...
You gotta give him credit.
I read an intriguing story in the New York Times today about his longevity and you know, what could it be and why is he still in sports? But the man is, you know, for whatever nonsense he might or might not have done personally, he seems to be one of those athletes that just has a motivation to win and to keep going and to avoid injury or avoid problems of any nature. And I guess it keeps him going because I guess most quarterbacks poop out at like 38, 39, if that.
Yeah, they start to fall apart.
Yep. Man, it's a rough sport.
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely is.
I understand why they call it football versus soccer. Soccer can be rough, but generally it's more mild-mannered, I think.
Yeah, I guess. True. Possibly. Yeah.
Especially if they wear loose shorts.
Yeah, you like
things flop out.
The force field flops out of the loose shorts, right? Is that how it works, Joe? Okay. You know what? Maybe that should be our show title. The force field flops out of the loose shorts. There you go. That's our show title.
What the fuck does that mean?
It doesn't matter.
Oh boy. So what you eating over there?
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
Goldfish. And I got Sour Patch Kids.
Ah, nice. Nice. You know, I have been resisting the urge, and generally by the time I want to go to 7-Eleven, I can't because it's closed. They close at 9 o'clock.
Oh wow.
So I'm wondering if they're going to carry that through to the summer. I hope not, because it's ridiculous. You know, if I come home late, I might want a snack, and there's nothing open.
All right.
You know? I got to see if the 7-Eleven by work is open. If not, then I just go there and get what I want. And I'll have to make new friends.
Stack up on snacks.
Yeah, that's true.
Stock up.
Get healthy snacks.
No, don't get healthy snacks. They don't stay fresh very long.
Well, it depends on what it is.
Okay. Fair enough.
Like granola, for instance. I love granola.
Okay. Granola keeps.
Oh, especially the maple pecan.
There you go.
Or the quadruple chocolate crunch.
More chocolate than granola. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, But no, I've reduced that, and so I have lost some weight.
Okay, good.
Which is good. Blood pressure, I haven't tested it in a while, but I feel good. It's like I don't feel that crazy pressure.
That's good. That's good.
You know, like I'm going to explode or something.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. That's the other thing. That's the other thing I've noticed. Rona has not let go of. I get up and pee a lot now in the middle of the night. Like every couple hours I wake up to pee.
You know what? I do too, but it's my fault because of what time and when I drink.
Yeah, maybe I'm drinking too late. I mean, yeah, maybe I just gotta be careful what I drink, when I drink, and how I drink it.
Although, I've been just drinking water lately.
No more coffee enemas.
Now, see, that's where the flush toilet sound effect comes in.
Oh. Wait. There we go.
There you go. Oh, boy. So the antics continue, folks.
Or something.
We'll have a post-Valentine's show. We'll have to laugh about that.
Are you? Do you have any romantic dates set up?
Yeah. No, I gotta work.
Well, you know, so, I mean, so tell me. Because you tell me that, you give me these numbers. So, how busy are you normally on a night? And do you have people eating inside now? How does that all work?
We have people eating inside.
Okay, okay.
But on a good night, we'll have maybe six tables.
Oh,
six
wow.
to ten tables.
Okay, wow. Okay.
On a slow night, you know,
zero to five tables. Yeah, wow. Wow.
But pickups and deliveries can work pretty well.
Yeah, now how's that doing? Do you guys see a decent number of those?
It's okay. It's okay. Not the greatest. Brunch was pretty decent this past weekend, but previous weekends were not.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see. Now, Valentine's Day looks like it could be decent. Hopefully we get walk-ins. Hopefully the weather cooperates.
Now, what capacity are you set at for your
25%. 25%. And that means literally, like, 27 people.
Okay. Oh, wow.
But we gotta do 25 people because it's 25% or 25 people, whichever is lower. But, you know, as long as we keep an eye on the reservations, it should be okay.
Okay, well, that's good.
So,
and, have you know, walk-ins,
just space them out accordingly. We've got other tables we can put people.
Yeah, you know, put them out on the sidewalk tables, you know.
In the negative 30-degree wind chill.
Sure, why not?
Would you like some Pinot Noir with your ice-cold glass?
Well, you know, maybe they like cold eggs and ham.
This is the Cooking with Joe segment.
There you go. Cooking with Joe.
I haven't done a Cooking with Joe or Chips Play Games segment. I you know, it's like mentally I'm drained.
Yeah.
My creativity, I spent some time yesterday doing some doodles on one of the phone apps and the stylus. And that was cool. But other than that, it's just like,
didn't feel it.
I had notes for making a new wisdom show, but I just, man, that would mean like creating 10 new wisdoms. It's like, you know how hard it is to create those stupid, wacky, retarded wisdoms?
Oh, I know. I know. They're not easy.
However,
that's probably why Planet Nancy stopped.
Yeah.
She probably got to the point she's like, I don't know what more I can think of. I've created everything, bitches. Bye, bitches. I'm done. I'm closing up shop. We're done.
Yeah. Now, when the check engine light comes on, the world is flat. That one came out of nowhere.
Really?
That one was just like, whoa, what the fuck? What did I just say? And luckily I was recording at the time, so I just had it.
And there you go.
And I'm pretty good at making sure if I need to repeat it, I can do it. By listening to it a few times.
There you go. There you go.
Yep.
Nice.
But yeah, I just haven't felt it. I don't know. In a way, I love my apartment, don't get me wrong, but I don't like being boxed in the view. It's like I'm looking at like apartments. A couple are occupied, a few are black.
Yeah.
A few have their privacy shields down.
I see.
Sometimes I wonder about the guy almost ahead of me if he's doing wiki-wacky things in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because he'll, like, pop in and out from the kitchen to the bedroom to the kitchen. I'm like, interesting.
Maybe you should send him coded messages.
Coded messages.
You can have a...
Beep, 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 beep.
You can meet a new friend.
Where else can you find this wonderful, lovely entertainment? Well, you can find it on Triumper Radio, not only in the Joe and Anthony show, but in plenty of other shows that we recast. Some aren't silly, but some do have a nice, fun tone to them, and lots of cool music. I was listening to the Radio Thrift Shop today.
Oh, yeah.
And at work, over the speakers, and it was wonderful. It came in wonderful quality.
Mm. Good, lovely. So,
yeah, so folks, if you got the capability to listen in better quality, shit, do it. Oh. No. Oh.
We have reached the end of the line.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
It was bound to happen sooner or later. It always happens.
But I think you have a thing to say, yeah.
Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and there's a chartreuse light on the floor that's now flashing like crazy. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Oh, yeah. That's my new moose poop detector Roger installed. I don't think it works too well. Well, glad you could all join us for the Joe and Anthony show, either tonight or on a recast you picked up here on Cheyenne Radio, or one of the many places our show is carried. Right, Anthony?
Yeah, it's kind of moving around the floor, so I don't know what it's doing. You can make your commute more commutable with a blinky chartreuse light, or weekday rush hour, or both, hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor Hour on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
No, you know, since you're here, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming?
Ooh, goodness. Oh, Lord, pardon me, bless me. I did
with
not have a chance to do that
one. Technique audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Cheyenne Radio. That's right. Just point your favorite browser to cheyenne.org. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.org. You can go there for a complete listening experience. But the point is, you just keep the station on in the background on a device that maybe you don't use. But just keep it on. Just keep it on. Have fun with that. Right?
Yeah. Just turn it on, throw it in a drawer, and leave. Yep, just turn it on. Just throw it in the refrigerator. Put it in the refrigerator and just let it be.
Keep it near the hot water tank.
Keep one under your hot water tank. One under your bed. Maybe one behind the toilet.
Oh my god. Definitely by the barbecue stove.
Oh yeah, always keep one by the barbecue stove. Exactly, keep one by the barbecue stove. Oh my god, I don't even remember what we named the show anymore, but that's fine. It's all good.
The future. No, the force field flopped out of the loose shorts.
There we go. That was it. Good. I'm glad. Well, thank you for tuning in to the force field flew out of the loose shorts. And we'll be back next Monday. I'm actually off next Monday. It's President's Day, so I'm off.
They're not calling it President's Day anymore. They're calling it Washington's Day.
Oh, whatever the fuck. I'm off. It doesn't matter. Check out our blog at cheyenne.org. Remember, folks, don't get caught having sex in the jail with 22 pounds of meth. You might just be going fast asleep. Wait. Oh, going too fast to stop. Oh, my God. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an eye for intersexual
Woohoo! That sounds fun.
I am so confused.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.